This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll begin today with the passing of a local TV icon. For decades, beginning in the 1970s, Bostonians came home, switched on their TVs, and welcomed this man into their living rooms.
Now, the news of New England and the world, live from News Center 5 at 6.
Good evening. I'm Chet Curtis.
And I'm Natalie.
Chet Curtis, along with partner Natalie Jacobson, dominated local TV news in its golden age in Boston. They attracted huge audiences to WCVB and were known around town as the city's royal couple.
Curtis died yesterday after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 74. And with us now to reflect on Curtis's life and career is R.D. Saul. He's a former NECN evening news anchor and currently a communications professor at Boston University. He and Chet Curtis were longtime friends and colleagues. R.D. Saul, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Meghna. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances, but I'm happy to reflect on my friend.
I was just going to say the same thing. It's great to have you, but wish it were for other reasons. I wonder if you could just start off, R.D., by telling us a story about Chet that's really emblematic of the man.
Well, I want to come to one that happened last fall when he was inducted into the Massachusetts Broadcasters Hall of Fame, clearly ailing. And to have been there and to have seen the strength and the determination it took to walk up those steps to get to the microphone, and this wonderful story of the Polish-American kid from upstate New York who found a career that took him to wonderful places, that allowed him to meet interesting people and tell great, great stories. It was a magic moment, and the standing ovation must have lasted 5 minutes.
Wow. Well, we actually have an excerpt, part of his speech that he delivered that night. Again, this is last year at the Massachusetts Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Let's listen.
I have won the lottery every time the camera blinked on. It is the stuff of dreams to be paid for, doing what you've done, what you love. Thank you for this rich honor. Thanks for the 50 great years.
That was Chet Curtis at the Massachusetts Broadcasters Hall of Fame last year. And R.D., in that, I think you hear something that so many people have talked about when they talk about Chet, and that is his genuine gratitude and love for the work that he did.
Meghna, he was the gold standard. He brought integrity, honesty, decency, fairness to what he did. We know as journalists that at the end of the day, you have to tell a story, and those stories are about people. And Chet genuinely loved people. He loved talking with them, loved listening to them, which is a very important part of being a journalist. And he loved chatting with them. He was just the best.
Yeah. Can you, in a broadcast medium, and especially in a visual broadcast medium like television, forming that relationship with your audience is so incredibly important. Tell us a little bit about what he was like on the screen, on the set, that made him so effective.
You know, I've been thinking about that today, and I think one of the things that made him so effective on air is that he was pretty much the same person off air. He was somebody you wanted to talk to. I've often thought of what that job description of news anchor or news reporter should be, and I thought that what you need to be is a great dinner guest. You need to be invited. You don't put your feet on the furniture. You don't kick the dog. You make good conversation, and when they close the door, they look at each other and say, that was fun, let's have him back. Mm. And people in this market said, let's have him back.
Every night,
every night
for decades. Yeah. Now, we have to just talk for a moment about Chet and Natalie Jacobson as a pair behind the anchor desk. They seem to have an on-air magic.
They did, and it was, you know, partly their personal relationship, but you co-anchor with Anthony Brooks, and I think you've discovered that in a co-anchor relationship, there's a subliminal level of communication that goes beyond talking. It's body language. You know, when you stop talking, you know Anthony's going to pick up and start. And the same thing he knows. It's very hard to describe. I've been fortunate to have had that relationship with a couple of anchors, but it was nothing like Chet and Nat.
Tell us a little bit about what his passing means for local television journalism in Boston, because when he was anchor at WCVB, that was a time, it was the golden age, really, and the New York Times called it the best television station in the country.
Absolutely, and in this market, Meghna, all of the local stations, and I, when I first came to Boston in 83, I worked at Channel 7, so we were competitors, but friends, we knew each other in the field. But that was the golden age. Pockets were deep. It was the age before cable TV and 400 channels on your television set. And we traveled a lot. Washington, Rome, you name it. All of the stations traveled. It was an age, Chet lived and worked in an age when Justin Bieber was a footnote, not a headline.
And so he followed the true headlines.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, R.D. Saul is a former evening anchor at NECN. He was there from 1997 to 2010, and now he's a professor of communications at Boston University, winner of numerous awards himself, helping us remember Chet Curtis, longtime broadcast anchor for WCVB, who died yesterday. R.D. Saul, thank you so much for joining us today.
Magna, thank you for having me.
And stay with us. Coming up, we'll continue with WBUR's series on transgender youth. Transgender youth are now part of the mainstream, but their families still struggle with some tough questions. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.